Hi, this is a dictation for Iman J. Ali. Date of procedure is 10-9-2024. Date of birth is 7-1-1970. The procedure that is being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. The procedure was done according to protocol and patient tolerated the procedure very well and walked out with a stable vital signs. He also underwent bilateral carpal tunnel injection on both sides. And the procedure for carpal tunnel was also done according to the protocol. The indications were to diagnostic and therapeutic to rule out and cure medial nerve compression or carpal tunnel syndrome. And the patient tolerated the procedure very well also. 3 cc's of injection was given to block the median nerve. If the template is not there for carpal tunnel injection, I'll be more than happy to report it. And medical indications are as follows. For the lumbar epidural steroid injection, the patient has a positive history of car accident where she was involved in a 3 car accident, head on, T-bone on the driver's side, leading to a bulging disc of L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. And also, she has the issues in the cervical disc as well, with the weakness and numbness of tingling of the left arm, but also patient complains of numbness and tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger on both sides, with a positive testing for carpal tunnel leading to tunnel sign being positive and felon sign being positive. And hence this procedure are being done for diagnostic and therapeutic reason for the carpal tunnel injection and median nerve block, while lumbar epidural steroid injection is a therapeutic injection being done to relieve the pain, improve ADL, decrease the need for surgery, and decrease the need for pain medications. Thank you.